When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
BG in studio with us here. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. Of course, BG presented by Primo Hoagies. BG, let's talk about next year and your mindset right now.
Yep.
To me, there's only three ways it can be. I know I'm going to play, I know I'm not going to play, or I'm not sure I'm going to play.
Well,
Which one is your mindset?
Just where I'm at. I'm gonna attack this. I'm gonna attack this off season like I do, and I'm gonna get this arm right. Make sure that come back looking clean, and then we'll see how things go. It's tough because I want to hold this trophy this year too, and so I'm gonna really have some decisions to make. And then of course playing that game. Oh man, I couldn't have ended on a better note. With that too. But I know I'm still burning, but I don't know what the future holds, honestly. And I don't know where the team is going to be looking at that time, but I know I'm going to be around, if this is the end, I'm going to be around. And I want to just continue to keep bringing this energy, because we got a chance to do something special with this team. And we only got a couple years to do it before it blow up and go do something else.
Is it a 4-month rehab?
Four to five.
Okay, so four on the short side right now would put you to late March. Late March.
Mm-hmm.
And five would put you to late April.
Yep.
So is it accurate to say, is it basically impossible for you to play this year?
It's not. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how this.
I mean, that's why I'm asking, because,
Because if it's, I know for me, man, I'm in good shape right now, and it's just like I'm about to go to the facility after this and try to keep as much good shape as I can before I got to sit down for them four weeks of not doing too much. But I'm gonna first 4 weeks, because I'm gonna be in the sling. Where I talked to other guys like Hargrave, because I talked to him because he tore his tricep the same September at the same field rounds, playing the Rams, and he did it earlier in the season. But he just told me everything, and we talked about it. We said a couple prayers, and man, he helped me out a lot on just what's to come. And so I'm excited for that, and I'm gonna attack that when that do come up. But I'm gonna make sure I attack being out there with them boys whenever I can too, because they told me that I'll be able to be on the sideline. Just have to have a designated area where I got to stay out the way. But they gonna hear me though, and I'm gonna be letting everybody know on the other team. Y'all lucky I got hurt.
I believe
that. You definitely lucky.
But the 4 weeks, maybe four weeks that you hear is
4 months. 4 weeks. I'm sorry.
Is
Well, yeah. I'm coming in here with y'all too. I'm gonna be in here stiff, just kind of, you know, because I got my duty, man. Like, if anything, that's gonna help me talking with y'all, having fun. And when we winning, we all winning. At the end of the day, like I say, I'm gonna be hurt, but I feel better when I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm rooting for other. I always root for other guys. I want to root for them because I want them to root for me when it's my turn too. Just as much as the same. That's why I tell guys, how you gonna be happy for somebody if you can't be happy for them? And then you want people to be happy for you. You know what I'm saying? When it's your turn. So I try to spread that because that's a hard thing to do, man. Especially when you get it's selfish.
It's incredible to me that he just has this innate desire to spread his energy.
Positivity.
Yeah. Like really. Like the positive vibes, the belief, you know, that push. This is what makes someone one of the greatest athletes in the world.
But also a special person.
That way. Like, get like that.
Brandon, I said this yesterday. I've never met someone like you. Mm-hmm. I just haven't. I mean that as no disrespect to all the people I know in my life and love. Like, I've never met someone who is more, I don't know if it's naturally positive or if you kind of trick yourself into getting there.
Right.
But you exude positivity to a level that honestly I've never seen in my life.
It seems impossible. And it leaves me wondering, I don't know how you do it. And I worry for you in a hard time like this. Because I know you try to stay positive all the time. I don't know how you do.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be able to. And that makes it even harder. You know, like, you know that's your job now. Because they took your ability to play when they, you know, fate said your tricep was going to pop.
Yep.
And now your job is to be the same but stronger and more coach-like version of BG, but you're hurting too inside, and it must be hard to rectify that. It must be hard to stay BG. And you know, when you say you're going to be you, I know that can't always be easy. I know you make it look so easy. Mm-hmm. That's what's so incredible.
It seems impossible
that you keep it up. I mean, I used to think, maybe it was impossible. Maybe, like, you were, like, there was an evil twin somewhere. Or, like, there had to be, you know. But there's not. And you know, so I just hope you're okay.
You know what's so cool? Growing up, I really didn't talk about a lot of things. But one thing my mom used to always say, boy, turn that news off. It's always spreading the negative. And so I think that's where I get the positive outlook all the time. And then when you hear other athletes like the Warriors, when they went on their run, it's like about talking yourself into it instead of out of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Like, man, I try to really do that. And then what's better is I got a wife that communicates, and I ain't know how to communicate because we ain't do that growing up in my family. So I always tried to mask it with positivity, but now I deal with my feelings. Like, when we were just talking right there, that's me was talking it out yesterday, and it was hitting me, and it finally came out today. And I was like, man, I needed that because I'm learning to talk through and articulate my feelings. And my wife been so patient with me with that. And I feel so much better, even though I'm already positive, but I'm not hiding anything that I'm really feeling on the inside just because I got to be positive. You know what I'm saying? I know the positive route is the right way to go, but I am dealing with the feelings of, man, I wanted this so bad this year, but it's okay. Now I gotta pivot, like, not throwing in, but you know what I mean? Like, I gotta go over here and I gotta adjust to what just been thrown at me. And so that's where I'm at.
So you've actually hit that face on. You have confronted this. You understand the disappointment, and you know your job. You know it's hard, and you're gonna put the BG face on and soldier on. But I want you to know, we understand how difficult that must be. That must be next to impossible. Yep. But if anyone can do it, man.
Oh, we doing it. We're doing it right now.
We've seen this impossible positivity from you for so long. So. Yep.
And
you got
family and friends. You're leaning on family and friends.
Yeah. That's what's so nice. The village of people. I mean, it really is a village, man. I mean, me and my wife mad. She's still sick, but I'm like, no, I can't be sick. But I am hurting, like you, how you hurting. And I'm trying to relish in that. But I tell her, I don't be there too long because it's a new day. I mean, I'm ready to go eat one of my favorite meals or something like that. Like to kind of, you know, feel a little better since I've been, you know, on my path. And I'm just like, man, you got to look at it from a different view, especially when the world wants you to, you know, feel bad for yourself or, you know, I don't want nobody feeling sorry for me because we all got some stuff. And if this the worst thing I got to deal with, man, just go to the hospital, man. There's so much more going on. Yeah. And so I try to put a lot of stuff in perspective, but I do try to deal with those feelings instead of just deflecting or putting them over there and just saying I deal
smart.
With them. You know what I'm saying?
Very smart, Brandon.
I really am hurting, Philly, but just know your boy gonna be all right because I got y'all with the love that I done got, you know, from y'all when I see y'all out on the streets and, you know, it's pictures all day. You know, it's still the same me. It's just come up with the same excitement with the team. You know, we know I'm hurting. I'm hurting, but I promise you I ain't gonna be there that long because when I get out there on that field, you're gonna see me yelling and screaming and dancing with the guys. And it's gonna be just like a party like we planned it each and every week. And we gonna keep on talking about y'all boys and going against whatever negative or say, oh, this team is this. We ain't got the offensive linebackers. We ain't got no pass rush. But you gonna see, Richie, them boys, Teron and all them gonna step up because we got a lot of good leaders in there, man, and they just want to do great for us.
That's great.
And I appreciate them.
Brandon, one thing I want to play, because we know you got to get rolling soon, but have you heard yet Merrill's call of Saquon's first touchdown the other day? All right. So I got to tell you, I don't think I've heard Merrill this excited in a bunch of years. And there have been a lot to be excited about this year and other years. And he revved it up. When Saquon actually crossed the goal line, Merrill revved it up. Like, here's my point. Saquon, you, the team, you guys are filling our hearts with joy mm-hmm. with what you're putting out there. And I know for you it's going to be a bittersweet element, you know, not being able to play as it rolls on, okay? Mm-hmm. But know this, man, like you guys, as we lead up to Thanksgiving and Christmas and the New Year, you guys are really putting something together. And I want you to listen to Merrill call Saquon's first touchdown the other day, because this is the joy we feel.
Barkley, behind Hurts, motion to the near side of the field. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle, across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
Shot out of a cannon. I mean, he was shot out of a cannon.
You see what I'm feeling, Sam BJ?
That boy energy was there. You can see him, boy. I can see him talking with that one.
Because he doesn't normally be cool with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
he doesn't normally do the touchdown, cool. The touchdown, pause, touchdown again.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you know, like when Merrill's feeling it like that.
Wasn't enough, right?
Yes. I mean, people
just
at home.
One
would,
didn't get it done.
I know they were going crazy.
All right, well, listen, Brandon. So, a couple things, man. First off, we're glad you're still going to be with us on a weekly basis.
Oh, yeah.
We look forward to that. We, you know, just to reiterate and recap, we have nothing but love for you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to know that, you know, on a personal level, we're all here for you.
Mm-hmm.
On and off the air. And obviously, you got a lot of people a lot closer to you than we are to you, but your family and friends are going to be there for you. We love you. We care about you. And great days are going to be up ahead, man.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that.
Oh, man. That's what I keep saying, too, because it's like, boy, 21, I was like, man, I remember looking up at the score and, like, man, when I was sitting on the ground, one of my Achilles, I'm like, man, you know what? I get to spend some time with my kids a little more. You got to look at those type of positive. That's where I'm at, like. Because you will miss a lot of stuff if you don't. Because mm-hmm. the kids, right now, baby boy, every time I come home, it's about throwing that ball. Let's go outside. He want to throw the ball. He want to do this. He just want to play with me. And what I've learned is he just want to be around me. And so I try to take him on like, hey, man, let's go to the store real quick. I'm about to go make a run for mom. Let's go do this. And it just makes the day even better. But I know we got to get up off of here. But, man, just those little things right there just made me put, like, even for this moment, it's like, man, I get to be on another little schedule. I get to choose if I want to go in here and go do that. Even though I'm going to choose to go be with the team and do little stuff. But when I'm home, man, Them kids, they don't know nothing. Even when I was, even now, I don't have nothing on it. Baby boy want to jump on me, he don't care. Like, man, I know you hurt, but you my daddy. Like, that's work. This is, you home.
That's a beautiful
so,
thing.
You know, I got to be there for them. And so that's why I am dealing with those feelings, talking with wifey, talking with other people. And I appreciate y'all for real, because I done spent so much time with y'all over these 15 years. Yeah. Y'all are my family, because we are the village together. And I see sometimes what y'all go through. We talk, had those conversations in private. And so it's like, man, I'm just thankful to still be here, man, because it didn't start off so good. But, man, I love just the flow of how my life goes, you know, of coming here, going to the facility, having the access to move around the city and do little things because, you know, Philly has embraced me. So all I could do is my best for Philly to help them have that party on Broad Street, man. And they got me. I'm all in because I'm definitely want to have that party again. I don't care if I'm playing or not. It's all good. It's still the same. Cause up to this point, I played with the team, and the team, hey, they got to carry me the rest of the way.
Love it. BG. God bless you, man. No, we'll talk to you next week. And hey, happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Well, that was something talking to BG for the last half hour. Hope you enjoyed it. My phone blew up with text messages from friends. And that was a special half hour. In my opinion, that was a very, very special half hour. And, you know, we're proud to do the show and obviously proud to do it with someone like BG. What a guy. What a guy. All right, good morning to you. Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It's 94 WIP. That was something, John.
I can't even tell you how meaningful that is. Like, you know, just he is a person that I hope everyone gets a chance to interact with at some point.
Well, here's the good news. Here's
in their life.
Here's the good news for everyone who doesn't, because most people listening have not met him. Many have, most haven't. He is, for those that have never met him, he is exactly what you'd think he'd be and what you'd hope he'd be. Like, Seltzer, there is nothing.
It's a perfect way to put it. It's a perfect way to put it.
Who you think he is who he is.
Exactly. He is just as nice, just as positive, right? Just as outgoing, just like.
Nothing's fake. Nothing's fake.
None of it. Zero is fake, honestly.
But, and I feel that way about our other in studio guest.
Jason?
Also.
Well, totally. There's no question about it.
And that's what's so phenomenal about these two. I think that's what's so rare and unusual. You don't see guys who are just quality people.
I agree.
Quality human beings like this. I do think that has to be credited to the organization as well. That it has to be credited to their families,
of course,
and to them, and to just being, man. Just
I think that's part of what makes the 2017 team that much more special. That it was our first Super Bowl and all that, but that it was a group of guys that we could feel so proud of. I mean, like Nick Foles, Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long. I mean, the list is like forever of like the best guys we've ever had on Philly sports.
Roddy
teams.
McLeod,
exactly.
Great guy.
It's like one after the
Corey
other after
Clement,
the other.
Great guy.
It makes it more special.
Yeah.
It really does.
I agree with you. I'm with you. And by the way, I'll fast forward it now to what we've primarily been talking about today, which is Saquon. And
another incredible guy.
Incredible.
Who says the right things to the point where I have been like doubtful. Like, seriously?
Come
is this
on,
guy
John.
For real?
He's legit. Let me put it this way. I certainly think he is. I've never met him.
I think he is too.
Look, but he sure seems.
I really
seems,
believe
yeah.
it. That's as I said, I didn't always think, like, how could Brandon Graham really be that happy? How is he smiling?
Right.
How is he always so ebullient, whatever,
James,
upbeat.
James, we got to get Maxie in here someday because he's the only thing on the Sixers right now. Him and McCain.
We need to get Maxie and Brandon at the same time and just positive
kidding.
The crap out of it.
Incredible. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, and I swear to you, nothing away. No one's got to change the channel. I'm just going to say two words after I say a movie. Gladiator. Thumbs up. That's all I'm going to say.
Good.
Not giving anything away, but thumbs up. All right? Watch
well,
it.
Look, I
over
was,
the holiday weekend,
I
watch
do
it.
Not need that recommendation, but it is good to
well,
have.
Well, not every
I appreciate
not
your,
every sequel
it
works.
Always work, yeah.
No, I agree. I mean, was definitely going, but I'm
go.
So glad
that's all
to
saying.
Know that you feel that's
just go over the Thanksgiving weekend. Get yourself to Gladiator
so,
2.
So
I'm not saying anything. Don't ask me.
I'm what how about this?
No.
Does it feel thematically
I'm
consistent?
I won't answer that.
My worry was that it would be too.
Here's my worry. People turn off our show right now, and we lose in ratings because we start talking about a movie that they haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I really don't want to go there.
He's saying stop talking about
it. Yeah, mm-hmm. but thumbs up. That's all I'm saying. And I think that's a fair recommendation. But I hear you, John. I know what you're getting at. I'll tell
Who's
you off
in
the
it, Joe?
Off air! Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Denzel. All right, let's go to Mike right now. Mike, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, gang.
What's up, Mike?
Oh, God. Yeah, you guys were just talking about how, it's a moment like this with BG where I think we also need to kind of take a step back. You guys just said it, where we have to really appreciate the kind of people that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie bring into this organization. Like, you know, we just had it with Kelsey, and BG is another one. Like, these are just legendary humans.
Been
just,
a lot of them. They've had a lot for a long time now.
Yeah, they really have. And it's like, you know, it's not like that we just don't have, you know, problem child that are out there causing havoc in the streets of Philadelphia. Like, these are unbelievable human beings. Like, they are just, we are so fortunate as Eagle fans. We really are so fortunate. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I agree with you, Mike.
And you know who? And you know who's not fortunate? All the Giants fans up here. Who, man? They just will not look me in the eye. They're basically telling me, okay, fine, we get it. You could stop gloating. We understand. We didn't want him anymore, which is only just amping up my, you know, my chitter chatter to them. So it's a beautiful time up here.
Yeah, no, Mike, it's a great time to be an Eagles fan. All right, Mike,
who's the coach now? Who's your coach?
Dable.
No, he's not. I don't think.
Brian Dable's still the coach.
The Giants?
Oh, he hasn't been fired. No, the Jets coach got fired.
Jets coach got fired.
Yeah.
Salah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hey, I knew that, but I thought, are we sure that Dable's still?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Sure.
There was a false report. Yeah, there was some knucklehead put something on Twitter that he was fired. That whoever put that out wasn't real.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, give me a great answer for an addition to a show after season one.
You got it. The Eagles are going to be bringing the ruckus in the Super Bowl, and that's Leon Black from Curb.
Oh, man, that's a great answer.
That is a phenomenal
wow,
answer.
Wow, that's big. So we're doing this in honor of Saquon, who obviously joined a team that had, you know, made the playoffs 3 years in a row and has often made the playoffs for a bunch of years. But Saquon obviously added to the fray. We're wondering from TV shows, best edition after season one. So let's get to more of LeSean talking, because he talked extensively yesterday on FS1 about Saquon. And one of the big things that came up, obviously, the MVP thing, the candidacy. Here's LeSean about Saquon.
Is Saquon Barkley officially the MVP?
Why not?
MVP! MVP! Saquon MVP, baby! Why not? I mean, listen, let's be serious here. He's going on pace for 2,000 yards, right? Yeah. And when you watch the games, like sometimes we I don't really look at the stats, right? You got to be there and watch him. When you're there watching, he just takes your breath away.
All right, well said by LeSean, because it's so true. I mean, it's hard to sum up, in my opinion, hard to sum up the LeSean thing with words. But takes your breath away is a pretty good way to put it. Here's more of Shady talking about Saquon. I found this yesterday from LeSean McCoy very compelling.
You get this guy home, he's going to make you miss and go to the crib. The thing about Saquon that people don't know, not only the talent he has, he is so explosive, he is so fast.
Yeah.
But he's a home run hitter at 225 pounds. You don't really see that. I think Saquon is the reason why we will be in a Super Bowl in New Orleans. And you talk about MVP, that's what MVP is all about. I don't care about all these regular stats and all that, because we can talk about all these other MVPs. What's the difference between number MVPs and Saquon? Mm. The difference is he's carrying us. Mm. Eagles are not the same without number 26 back there.
Agreed.
He got to be an MVP. I know it's a quarterback award. I know that. I get all that. But when you look at these players, look at what are they really bringing to the table. Saquon is not only bringing stats, he's bringing legacy, bro, and he's also bringing a championship opportunity.
I really like that thing you said about legacy, because that's what makes it, to me, unique. The running back thing and the legacy, and really how it could be a shift in the NFL. Now, look, not everyone else is Saquon, but it could change the way running backs are paid.
I would love to see a shift in the NFL, not just in the way running backs are paid and valued, but, you know, why can't we look at the way that they're incorporated? I don't know. Bring back the fullback. It really does. The possibilities are endless if you just bully people. We're seeing that. We're seeing how important that can be.
Yeah, well, clearly
best teams pound people.
Well, you know what I also wonder, John? And hopefully we get Howie on the show one of these days and get to ask him this. It'd probably be after the year. How much of Howie being willing to pay Saquon related to him seeing a shift over the last 2 to 3 years as linebackers got smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And he's like, all right, now's the opportunity.
Yeah.
Because they did get small. And, you know, you can make a case Saquon and any other great back is more effective now than even 5 years ago. Maybe. Because, I mean, certainly than 15 years ago, because there's just less bulk to deal with. There's more defensive backs out there. Most of the players are smaller at linebacker than they used to be. And, you know, obviously Howie struck. Now, by the way, it's not to take away from the other worthy MVP candidates, of which, you know, we can say, well, without Saquon, what would the Eagles be? Well, what would the Bills be without Josh Allen? Probably not whatever they are, 8-2, 9-2, 10-1. What are they? What is the Bills?
8-2. Or 9-2, whatever.
I mean, they're
not, the same record as the Eagles.
James, they're not that without Josh Allen.
Oh, I actually think Josh Allen should be the MVP. I would put Saquon second. I mean, what Josh Allen's done with that roster, I mean, he has way less talent offensively than the Eagles have around them. I mean, it's not even close.
All right, so let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet as we put Seltzer in the penalty box. All right? You're not allowed to make. Not this week, James. Maybe after Saquon goes 12 for 42 one of these weeks.
Second. I mean, yeah,
penalty box.
What about
penalty box,
guys? What about the idea? I thought it was really important earlier. If he sets the single season record,
right?
Well, yeah, then rushing, he'll probably.
If he breaks Eric Dickerson's record. And that's even if over it takes him 17 games.
But, John, I hope he doesn't have to do that to win the MVP. Like, what if
I think he might.
But he might. But what if he's 75 yards short but still above 2,000?
Then I think he won't.
Well, I mean,
I think it's that arbitrary. I think it's sort of messed up because I think he's that important to us and he is the MVP. But I think it will require setting an historic new number.
Now, look, it might.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2105.
Yeah.
Eric Dickerson, it's going to be 2156.
Look, maybe.
Saquon Barkley.
All right, hey, Twitter poll question. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now. The 3-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question. Who should be the MVP? As of now, your opinion, who it should be. We got four choices here. Saquon, Josh Allen, Lamar, and Patrick Mahomes. So no Jared Goff, no Derrick Henry in this poll, but obviously they've got a shot as well. But Saquon, Josh Allen, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, who should it be? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, no Nick Sirianni today. He's usually with us Tuesday during this segment. He'll be with us tomorrow on the program. So Sirianni tomorrow. Elliott Shore Parks right now. He's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Good morning, Elliott.
What up? How you guys doing?
Doing good, buddy.
Super.
So, Elliot, one of the things we've been discussing extensively today is the Saquon thing. And there's a lot of tentacles to it. There's the MVP thing. There's the, is he going to track down Dickerson? Is it too many carries? Like, all this stuff. But there's also the, and this is not easy to answer, how to put into words what we're witnessing. How would you frame verbally what we are witnessing with Saquon Barkley these days?
Yeah, so for me, this feels like the closest thing I've lived through since T.O. And when T.O. happened, I was like, I don't know, 15, 16 years old. So I didn't really like take it in the same way I think as an adult in terms of just how much one athlete can come to a franchise and really make this type of instant impact. Because let's be honest here, if it wasn't for Saquon, this season could have gone way differently. You think of that big run against the Saints where they were dead in the water offensively. You think about week one where, I mean, it's easy to forget now, but the pressure going into that game after the collapse, after the, you know, Nick and Jalen drama, Jalen has a bad start to the game, and Saquon has three touchdowns in that game and turns it around. I mean, in 04 when T.O. came in, the pressure to go to the Super Bowl was immense, and he, while he didn't play in the playoffs, obviously was a huge part in making that season special and relieving the pressure that was there. Saquon has come in and completely removed the drama that basically like engulfed this team for almost a full year.
Elliot, here's what I've got this century. And maybe I'm missing one or two, but here's what I've got. Put him in, you know, I mean, who knows what the order, but you're right. T.O. 04, Roy Halladay 2010, Ryan, because, you know, he had a no-hitter in a perfect game and a Cy Young. You got Ryan Howard 06 when he had, 06 when he had 58 homers, 149 RBIs, and a .313 batting average. And you got Allen Iverson 01. And by the way, that's like all due respect to Jalen 2022, Carson 2017. I mean, I know I'm missing others, but I mean, Elliot, this might be the best this century. And that's saying something because we saw Allen Iverson in 01 do something that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think the difference, though, is, look, Roy Halladay certainly is in the conversation of the best pitchers of all time. Allen Iverson, while we love him here locally and as a Hall of Famer, he just isn't in the discussion of, like, the top 20, 15 players of all time. Saquon Barkley and T.O., which is why it reminds me of that, are the closest thing to, like, the top of their profession, right? Terrell Owens, if he's not the best receiver of all time, he certainly is in that top two or three. What we're witnessing with Saquon might be, if he does this for two more years, three more years, there's a shot that in 10 years, we're talking about the best running back to ever play in the NFL played for the Philadelphia Eagles, and we saw him at the height of his career. And I know that sounds hyperbolic, but coming out of college, that's what he was supposed to be. And if the Giants weren't a train wreck of a franchise, right. We might have already been talking about him like that.
That's probably true. It's
fascinating.
It's just been put on hold. The real Saquon Barkley has been put on hold because of the ineptitude of the organization that drafted him.
That's wild. Yep. I like the way you frame it. I really do. All right, Elliot, a lot to get to here, so let's broaden this out.
How about who can help our team sack quarterbacks in the absence of Brandon Graham?
What do you got there, Elliot?
Yeah, I got no solution for you. Hopefully Howie has a better one than I can come up with. But, I mean, it's just the reality this team has to face. They're going to have one of the worst set of edges among the contending teams when it comes down to it. It just is what it is, right? Like, they have a really good back seven, and I think that helps the front four. Obviously, on offense, we've seen that they can put up, you know, over 30 points with somewhat relative ease, and that does ease the pressure on the edge group. But losing Brandon Graham, and I think you guys have done a good job from what I've heard this morning of talking about the emotional part of that, right? Like, what he means as a leader. And obviously, having covered him my whole career, like, your heart breaks for him watching him go through this. But just on the field, this is a massive loss. Like, he was probably their best run defender among the edges. Nolan Smith has been good, but Brandon was probably their best one. And he was also one that had, you know, a ton of experience in the postseason. I think on third down, like, he's someone you wanted out there if you needed a big play. So with him gone, it's just going to have to be more from the people that are there. They signed K.J. Henry. I know they're talking about giving Jalen Hunt more snaps. Those guys aren't winning you a Super Bowl. Maybe they make one play and you get lucky there, but they're not getting consistent pressure. This is going to be about Jalen Carter, Josh Sweat, and Nolan Smith playing to the best of their ability, and Bryce Huff when he gets back.
The physicality in the middle, Milton Williams and Jalen Carter, it really is at a new level, and it feels like that is nowhere close to being matched by what we have coming off the edge now. And
well,
yesterday,
one thing I would point to is I do think, and look, I know you don't want to move him around too much because he's so good where he's at right now. But the solution might be Jalen Carter taking some more snaps on the edges. I think he has the ability to do it.
I love the way that sounds.
Go off defensive lines, and then also
why don't we see more of that?
Well, Elliot, who plays inside then? So let's say they do that, then who gets more snaps inside to replace Jalen Carter's inside?
So first of all, I think on running downs, obviously it would be Jordan Davis. But since he can't really be out on the field on potential passing downs, I think you would see Moro Ojomo, who I think had a really good year. Mm-hmm. Obviously that's in limited snaps. With more snaps, we'll see if he can keep that up. And Milton Williams, who has been a really good pass rusher ever since he's been here. So if it's a third down play and you want to go like heavy with also having pass rush ability, you could go Jalen Carter, Moro Ojomo, Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, and just, you know, count on those four to get there.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. Okay, so Elliot, a few other things here. Devontae, they won a game without him, and so obviously it gives the impression they can win without him, which they can. But let's not kid ourselves. It's not, you know, it doesn't make it easier. So yeah. Harder game versus Baltimore. Devontae versus Baltimore, what do you think?
I think it's 50-50. And if, you know, I had to guess today, I would probably say maybe, like, I would lean he doesn't play. Obviously, tomorrow, Wednesday being the first day of practice, we'll see if he's out there. I think I was surprised he played versus Washington. I thought there was a shot he was maybe going to sit that one out. And you watch him walk off the field, and he's walking with an extreme limp. He didn't practice at all last week. So the good thing about the Rams game is, while the Baltimore one is definitely a big one, and every game's big from here on out because you're chasing that one seed, like, it's not the most important game they have left. It's an out-of-conference opponent. The Rams game kind of gives them a little bit of leeway. So, I you know, they have bigger goals now, and I would not put Devontae back out on that field until he's 100% because you need him healthy for the stretch run into the playoffs and the playoffs as opposed to this Sunday.
Jeez. Well, who do the coaches perceive? If we don't put Devontae back out on the field, you've got AJ and then – you've got a bunch of guys that I don't think have separated themselves as the true three.
Well, here it is.
How
you ready?
Do the coaches perceive the three,
yeah.
The third wide receiver, Elliot?
And I'll answer that question. Hand the ball to Saquon.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Elliot.
I was going to say, if you want to make this a Saquon MVP answer, we could certainly go there with that. But, no, I mean, I think if you look at the top three receivers with Devontae out, obviously it's AJ. Goddard will be involved in that. Jahan Dotson is still the number two when Devontae is out. And after that, I think it's situational. Like, they do trust throwing the ball to Covey probably more than I expected going into the season. I mean, if you remember early on, they were throwing it to him like almost frustratingly amount of times early on. And now,
sometimes I like
back in.
Sometimes I like the way it looked. Like, sometimes they got – I felt creative with it. I like, there was a motion with Britton Covey, maybe even out of the backfield, that I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe they've got some packages for the quick special team guru type.
Here's the thing you want to avoid, and I like Britton Covey, but you want to avoid the Greg Ward. He catches five passes for 13 yards. You know, like, you know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Like, no disrespect to Greg Ward, but that's a lot of times what it was.
Yeah, and I also think that, look, on running downs or downs where there's at least, you know, they might run, you'll see Johnny Wilson out there. He's been a really good target, or I should say he's been a target for them in the red zone. The results have been somewhat mixed. But, I mean, it just is what it is. With Devontae out, you know, not many teams can lose, like, a $50 million receiver and still have AJ Dallas Goedert and Saquon. So, yes, having Devontae out is an issue. But if, you know, if it comes down to the fourth, fifth, sixth options on offense, then the first three aren't playing well enough.
All right, Elliot, happy Thanksgiving, pal, and thanks for everything you've done for our program this year. And, you know, you're doing a great career, man. Keep it rolling. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
Yep, happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
Talk you got it, man.
Thanks,
Elliot. I was going to get sappy with
you
Elliot.
You had a great career, man.
But, you know,
he's
had
a great career.
Yes.
Crushing it.
I mean, he came out of nowhere. I mean, it's unheralded. I mean, Elliot Sher Parks, Media Force.
I mean, once you get to know him, I mean, it's amazing he's gotten as far as he is, right?
Well, that's the thing. When you know him, it's all the more shocking. You know this knucklehead off the air? All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
Is he a knucklehead?
No, not really.
I thought he seems pretty, like, together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the opposite of a knucklehead.
But there's a little bit of a goofy element. So, James, what was the thing recently that he didn't know on your podcast?
It was on Saturday on our Go Bird show.
Okay, what was this again?
Movies.
No. Way worse.
Joseph and Jesus? What was it?
He thought that when people said Mary and Joseph, that they were always saying Marianne Joseph, and that Jesus's mother was named Marianne Joseph, and he had no idea that Joseph even existed. He thought she was just a single mother by herself.
And he really, this wasn't fake.
No, this is as real as it gets.
I mean, Rhea, that's a knucklehead. I mean, it just that's astounding right now. That we got to get Rhea's microphone.
I was recording something.
I'm sorry.
What Elliot does, which I think is great, he does the whole thing books for the kids in public schools.
Yeah,
for a thing. He should read a little more himself.
Or a lot more. All right, 215-592-9494. No Sirianni today. He'll be on the program with us tomorrow. Let's go to Dr. Gina right now. Dr. Gina.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. What a Thanksgiving present for all of us was that interview with Brandon Graham. I'm telling you, doing my best. John, I was hoping that you wouldn't come back on the air sobbing. Just saying, I'm sorry.
This is really...
It was really touching, and he was so strong to be open like that.
And not just that, he said, "I needed it." He's "I'm happy this is happening right now."
Well, that made me feel better because Gina, in those moments, I always feel bad as a talk show host. I want to give the audience what they want, what you want, but I also want to be respectful to the person in front of us. And if they don't want to do the deepest dive, I want to be cognizant of that. But when he said, "This is what I want to do," then that made it a lot easier to go there and stay there.
And you know what? It made us all feel better about his situation, too. See, here's a man who God runs his life. You know what I mean? He's one who has just given his life over, and Lord, just take me where you want to go. And that, honestly, was a great example for everybody to see. Just when you let God into your life and just go with it, you're okay even through the worst times, you know?
I'll say that, and the other thing, there's a lot he said that was powerful, but when he referenced how it can be so much worse, how many people are in a hospital right now, I mean, Brandon is well aware in the grand scheme of life, he's winning at a huge clip.
Awesome. It was awesome. You know, Joe, I'm excited for you to be doing a game tomorrow night because my significant other for years was the voice of Camden Catholic, actually. He called their games. He's the voice of the Palmyra Panthers right now. Very, very, very cool setting. You're going to have a lot of, I think it's at Paul the Sixth, though, right?
The game is at, I actually got to look this up here. The game is at, James, yes, at Paul the Sixth.
Yes, it switches back and forth every year. When it's a night game, it's at Paul the Sixth. When it's a day game, a Thanksgiving day game, it's at Camden Catholic.
Gina, here's my problem. Your boyfriend, much better football announcer than me.
He's great. He's amazing.
Well, I'm not. I'm a ham and egger. I mean, this talk show host thing, I mean, I don't know. It's for people to decide. But I will tell you definitively, football announcing, not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I want him to be the replacement for Merrill when he eventually leaves somehow, because that's how
your boyfriend's got a better shot than I do, I'll tell you that. Gina, give me a great answer for an addition to a show after a first season.
You know what? Kirstie Alley comes to mind from Cheers.
Oh, that's another good one. Wow. That's a really good answer. And, without her coming in and them kind of reinventing the show, that thing could have gone off the rails. I mean, that was a huge deal that Diane walked away, that Shelley Long walked away. All right, no Sirianni today. So what can we do, Seltzer? What can we do in what otherwise would hopefully be an exciting couple minutes, or I don't know if exciting is the right word, but a compelling couple minutes with Sirianni on the program? Here's what we can do. We can give you in a couple exciting minutes of Saquon Barkley plays through the season. So in a week where he is not only locally the talk of the town, he's the talk of the nation. And, John, that's rare. Talk of the nation, one of our players. He is the buzz right now in American
sports. Unless it's like Joel for a bad reason.
Right. I mean, really, Saquon is the buzz of the nation right now athletically.
The toast of the nation.
So let's listen. We selected four. Let's just listen to four plays of Saquon through this season. And let's start with, I don't know if this is the first big one, but it's certainly the first touchdown. Eagles had been trailing against Green Bay. I don't know exactly what part of the game this is. I think it was early. Maybe a wheel route, something like that.
We know it was in the first quarter. You could say that. Yeah.
The first quarter, they junked it up. But then Saquon put him on the board. And this was a beautiful throw by Jalen and a great catch. And you see the skill of Saquon beating, I believe, a linebacker and catching the ball with ease.
Two receivers to the near side. Jahan Dotson to the far side. Hurts back. Hurts looking. Hurts looping it. And it is caught for a touchdown by Barkley. Barkley for a touchdown and a perfect pass as he beats Isaiah McDuffie.
That's the matchup you want to exploit.
John, this guy this year has done it in North America and South America. The Northern Hemisphere. Was that Southern Hemisphere or above the equator?
No, it's below. Yeah.
It is? Because I think Brazil, the equator, I think goes through a portion of Brazil, I believe. But anyway. All right, so you got that play. I don't know. I just don't know where Sao Paulo was in relation to the equator.
It's way south.
Is it?
I would have figured it's like well below the equator. Yeah,
it's got to be. I think.
I don't know for sure.
I don't think it has to be because I do believe the equator goes through Brazil. But all right, let's get to the leap. The leap and then the power and the whole deal and Mike Quick's reaction. This was a couple weeks ago. This was a play for the ages.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. Listen, he did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Here's my problem with that. And it's like, how can you have a problem with that? Well, the problem is, John, you and I have to announce a football game tomorrow here on WIP. James, I don't think we can replicate the Maryland Mike
thing.
Don't
worry. I don't think any of the players on the field can replicate the Saquon things. No worries. Yeah.
Can you imagine if that happens? All right, let's go to the first touchdown from two nights ago. And this was a more important touchdown than the second one because the game was still, you know, hanging in the balance, if you will. The first of the two long runs.
Barkley behind Hurts. Motion to the near side of the field. This time it goes to Barkley up the middle across the 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 70 yards.
Shot out of a cannon. He was shot out of a cannon.
I don't know what makes me happier, Saquon's run or Merrill's call. Seriously.
It is so awesome. It is so awesome that he goes with the second touchdown. He just can't get enough of it.
Totally.
It's so exciting. He has to go back.
Yeah, no, you know when Merrill's feeling it when you get a call like that. That's
so
big
cool,
time.
Man.
You know, this next one, it's not to the same level in part because the game was already over. When they put Saquon in, I thought,
same.
I don't know about this. Couple minutes to go, big lead. Don't know if I need him in there. But then he ripped off a big old run. And let's hear that one as well.
Hurts in the pistol with Barkley behind him. What a bet he gives it to Barkley. He gives it to Barkley, who cuts outside.
Uh-oh.
He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley. His all-time record, 72 yards.
Look, it really is a season for the ages, and obviously so well chronicled by Merrill and Mike. Great job with those guys, as always. And Saquon, it's like nothing we've ever seen. I mean, I think he's past the 0-4-TO thing. I do, and I don't say that lightly. You guys know the joy in my heart and our hearts that the 0-4 Eagles represented until it went, you know, bad at the very, 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 very end. I mean, that was an amazing season, and T.O. was the best. On a team with Donovan and Doc, you don't say it lightly. When you say T.O. was the best, he was the best. I think Saquon has passed him. I do. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Hey. Yes, sir.
The equator?
Yes.
It's incredible how much of the world is above it. I mean, when you really look at it, I didn't realize, Joe. It does pass through. There's very little of Africa that's in the southern hemisphere.
Very little?
Very, I would say, okay, less than half of Africa.
That surprises me.
Less than half of Africa is in the southern hemisphere.
Wow.
And yes, the South America is in the southern hemisphere, but not all of it.
Just Australia,
it does run
right?
through Brazil. Yeah,
and then
it's Australia and some islands,
well,
you know, like, but yeah. Wow, there's very little land in the southern hemisphere.
I did not know that. Let's go to Lenny in Conshohocken. Len, what's going on, pal?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Lenny.
Pretty excited about the Eagles, Lenny.
I'm so excited. So let me talk about the Eagles, and I want to talk about A.J. Brown for a second. But first, I think it's time we stop saying that Saquon Barkley has a Christian McCaffrey-type impact on this offense. I think we say Christian McCaffrey had a Saquon Barkley-type impact on the 49ers. Because it's getting ridiculous what this man is doing.
Hey, by the way, it's also different for what it's worth. McCaffrey did a lot more catching the ball, and Saquon does a lot more running the ball. Not that they both can't do what the other does, but McCaffrey would catch. I mean, he probably had 100 catches last year. We'd have to look it up. Saquon, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
So I just want to talk about the selflessness of this team, and I want to talk about two really important things. One, did you guys see when Kenneth Gainwell scored that touchdown, how happy Barkley was for Kenneth Gainwell?
Sure did. Cool. Sure did.
That was just genuine. Such an awesome moment. It was so wholesome. You could see how excited he was for him, and it just showed that the moment or the stats don't matter to him. This team matters to him, and he's come in and he's just brought this energy. And I think that has also transformed A.J. Brown, because normally we all agree that A.J. could be a little bit of a diva, correct?
I don't agree with that. I don't know enough to know. I'll say this. I think A.J. has great joy, but I also know it. I have sensed that at times it can get weird, but I don't know enough to say diva. I don't know that that's fair.
That's fair. So I just want to give you this. And last night it blew my mind when I looked at this. So A.J. Brown's 10th in the NFL in receiving, and between CeeDee Lamb at 3 and A.J. at 10, it's about 115-yard difference. But everyone in between CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown has 3 to 4 more games played and 30-plus more catches than A.J. Brown. The efficiency at what he is doing right now is unbelievable. He is going to eclipse well over 1,200 yards, and he's doing it at such an efficient clip. I think he is being very, very overshadowed, obviously so, but he is amazing right now.
He's incredible.
He deserves some flowers, too.
Look, I was saying earlier this year, A.J. is the best player on the team. I think Saquon's one. I think A.J.'s two. Here's what's getting really complicated. Really complicated.
Guys, the
best
defense.
Player in Philly sports. Saquon or Bryce Harper?
Shoot. I'm a baseball guy. I don't know.
I do. We have the MVP of the NFL right now.
Yeah. And I mean, Bryce Harper was the MVP of baseball. Or whatever, you know?
Kind of played more games here, Joe.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's like, to me, Joel is off the map. I got Wheeler before him. I got A.J. Brown before him. You know, like it's... Anyway, all right, Lenny, give me a great answer. A great addition to a show after season one.
All right, so it was a great addition for the worst, but it made the show so much better. Ramsay's Bolton in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't put him as high as some others from that show. Obviously, he served his role, which was to annoy you.
So many people fall into that category with that show.
They do. I think the Night King's a better addition than Ramsay Bolton after season one, but make of it what you will.